Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hi, it is time for TMZ.
Hey, it's time.
It's time.
It's time for TMZ.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody! Welcome to an all-new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick before we get started, don't forget to visit, subscribe, share, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout-out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, this episode today, I could not wait for Thursday to get here because this episode really took me back. It really made me do some hard looking and thinking. And this is one of those episodes that you're going to say, I'm glad I listened to what was being said. So let me go ahead and just say this and welcome everybody to joining the show. And whether this is your first time tuning in, as a matter of fact, if this is your first time tuning in to the show, do me a favor. I want you to type in the chat. If you're watching this, type in the chat the words new, N-E-W. Yeah, if you're watching this right now, whether on social media, I want you to type in chat the word new. Yeah, there you go. I like that. There you go. I see it popping up. And maybe you're watching this later on, or maybe you're listening to this later on. Maybe you're listening in Japan, or maybe you're listening in China, or maybe you're listening in South Africa or Korea, or maybe you're listening in the UK or in Canada or in Portugal, because this show is global. Yeah, this show is heard all around the world, and I have some amazing listeners that tune in each week. So whether you are listening to this first time anywhere around this world, let me take this time to tell you thank you. I'm so glad you decided to tune in today. And for those who say, Travis, man, this isn't my first time. I've been listening to your show ever since you've been streaming. Let me take this moment to tell you, man, I really appreciate you. Thank you so very much. I'm so glad that everybody is here today, guys. Listen, if you've been listening to the show and you know that I enjoy talking to everyone that joins in, and one thing about this show that you know that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to share and maybe come on the show, drop me an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. That's tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And guys, guess what? Check this out. Here is a way for everyone to be a part of the show. Yeah, here it is. I have extended an invitation to the entire world, the whole planet. Check this out, guys. Here's how we're going to do this. Listen, if you have something exciting that you would like to share, maybe some good news happened to you, maybe you achieved that goal that you were trying to achieve, maybe, just maybe, finally some things begin to fall into place for you, and it's so good and you can't keep it to yourself, and you want to share it with people. Maybe you shared it with a couple of people, but now I want to extend the opportunity to you to share it with the entire world. How, you ask? Just like this. Send in your tell me something good moment. That's right. All you had to do is email me at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. Email me your tell me something good moment. And what I will do is I will read your tell me something good moment on the next show, thereby saying your name, and everyone around the world will get a chance to share in your tell me something good moment, and they will get a chance to know and hear your name. How cool is that, that people all around the world will get to know your name? That's awesome, man. It's your voice. Your name will be on the lips of everybody around the world. Guys, listen, I want to go ahead and play some information from our affiliate sponsors. Guys, please look for the information. It's right there below in the chat. Visit our sponsors. It's a great way to support the show and get some great deals. Don't go away. I'm just getting started.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best way to sell tech.
There it is right there, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. You won't regret it. I'm so glad you're here. Guys, listen, I know, like me, you've been sitting on pins and needles waiting for the show. Guys, listen, today's episode topic, if you did not catch it, today's episode, guys, is entitled Anchored. Yeah, it's entitled Anchored. And I know you're wondering, where in the world is Travis going to go with this? Guys, I want to go ahead and play a very short video, guys, and kind of give you an example of what we're talking about. And I'm going to go ahead and drop that video. And for those who aren't watching but you're listening to this, I'll describe it for you. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, there it is. It's been dropped. It's that drop. It's the anchor dropping in water. Many of us have seen anchors or some type of anchor attached to a boat or to a ship, whether we were watching TV or whether in the movies. But we've seen one, and there have been some people who are actually on boats and have boats, and they've seen one up close and in person. But many of us have seen some type of an anchor attached to a boat, or and whether we have seen it in the movies or on TV or seen one in up close and in person, most of us are familiar with an anchor and what it may look like. It's designed to hold the boat in a specific place. It's designed to keep the boat from drifting. It's designed to keep the boat right there. Where you drop anchor, it is designed to keep it in that same place. And anchors, believe it or not, they do serve a purpose. They're important. They are needed. Ships are designed with an anchor. They come with an anchor. They serve a purpose on a boat or a ship to help keep it steady when the weather changes. They help keep it steady when the water and the environment that the ship is in becomes unfavorable, and when things change unexpectedly. An anchor helps keep things steady, helps keep things kind of calm when unexpected changes begin to happen with the boat. They help keep it steady. They keep it grounded. They keep it right there. They keep it right there. They keep it steady when everything, when the environment that the ship is in becomes unfavorable and changes unexpectedly. They keep it right there. They keep you still when the waters get wild. And just like people on a ship, anchors can help calm your nerves and calm you down. And when everything around you feels like it's falling apart, have you ever had things around you sometimes? And life does happen with everyone. Life does happen with everyone. Life does happen to the best of us. And no matter what side of town you are on, and or what pedigree that you have, or which country you live in, life happens to each of us. And each of us grab something steady that we can hold on to. Each of us find some type of anchor that can steady us, that when things get shaky, we find an anchor that can calm our nerves, and an anchor that can help us sleep, an anchor that can calm us down. You know how it is when people get angry, they get upset, and people say, well, if you say this to them, they'll calm down. That's an anchor. Yeah, that's a verbal anchor. It's an emotional anchor. So we all have some type of something that I need something to help calm my nerves. I need something to calm me down because I didn't expect this to be this way in my life right now. I didn't expect my life to look the way it looked right now. I didn't expect my relationship to feel the way that it feels. And we need an anchor, because if I don't calm down, I'm going to lose it. If I don't get my nerves down, I'm going to flip some tables. If I find a way to get things together, I'm going to lose it. And that's what an anchor does. It helps keep the ship from losing it, the storm, but it keeps them from losing it. It keeps them calm. It keeps us calm, us down, when everything around us feels like it's just falling apart. that anchor might have been a person. That some of us, we have anchors that are relationships. Some of our anchors are another person. You know how it is. You got that one friend or that group of friends, a couple of friends that you can call when things seem like nothing is going your way. You call this person because they're your anchor. And you call them up or you send them a text message and say, man, I need to talk to you. Or they say, girl, you better hit me back. This is important. And that person is our anchor. That anchor may be a person. It may be a group of high school friends that you went to school with. It may be an old person, buddy, that you had in the military. But it may be someone that you met and you thought about him. And when things seem to go haywire in your life, you call, you text, you email, you get a message, you send a smoke signal, you send something, a carrier pigeon. Either way, you find a way to get a message to because they're your anchor. That anchor may have been a person. Some of us, an anchor can be a habit. It can be biting our nails. You ever seen somebody biting their nails and you wonder why they biting their nails? It's an anchor. They call you dirty. They say it's a dirty habit, but they don't understand it's your anchor. It's not that I enjoy the taste of my nails, but it's my anchor. Or there's some people who get a pen and they'll just tap a pen on the desk. They get nervous and they just start tapping. It's not that they really like the sound of the pen, but it helps calm their nerves. It's an anchor. I know some people when they get nervous and things start agitating them, they start rocking. They just rock or tapping their feet. And you may have seen some people with these habits, and you may have seen some people with these anchors. It's not that they really enjoy rocking or walking in circles or pacing back and forth, but you don't understand this. This has been my anchor. This has been what's calmed my nerves. This is what kept me from going off. This is what kept me from snapping. This is what kept me from really telling you how I felt. This has been the thing that kept me right here. It's my anchor. I don't enjoy the taste of eating nails, but it's my anchor. It may have been a friend. It may have been a habit. It may have even been a belief. There are some of us who are anchored to things that we learned as a child. There's some things that people taught us that, oh, you know how it is. You get taught different things, and different cultures have different anchors. They some cultures believe that a woman should never have much to say in public. Some cultures are loose with that and don't care, but it's an anchor. I'm tied to what I believe. I'm connected to it. Some anchors are beliefs that we had going up, and some anchors are experiences that we had. I know if you had a belief about a certain type of restaurant, if you had a bad experience about a certain type of relationship. I remember, I'll put it this way. I have had a bad experience with a restaurant where I got food poisoning. And I did, man, I kid you not. And to this day, I am connected to that experience. And each time I pass by this certain restaurant, I promise you, I feel that same sickness that I had because I'm anchored. What emotions are you anchored to? What experience happened with you? Who let you down? Who disappointed you? And every time now you hear that name, it doesn't even have to be that person. Every time you hear that name, you start feeling some kind of way. Oh, man. And you begin to have thoughts in your mind of what that person might be based on that experience. It's not even that person. What have you experienced? And now you're still anchored. You're anchored to it. I don't need no man in my life. I don't need no, ain't no man can do me no good, because you're anchored to everyone that lets you down. Man, women, they don't want but one thing, your money, and because you're anchored to what hurt you, you're anchored. That anchor can be a person. That anchor can be a belief. That anchor can also be our jobs, our careers. It could be our careers. We could live so much for our jobs that we miss out on life as it happens all around us. We wake up, it's the job. We go home, it's the job. We take the job home. We talk about the job. The job, the job, the job. It's all we talk about because, well, why not? It helps pay the bill, but you miss out on life. And when the job gone, now what? Or if it's time, have you seen people that you know have a job that you know they should probably retire? You know they probably should call it quits, and they won't because it is their anchor. You lived your life for your job, and now you don't have a relationship with your children. You lived your life for your job, and now you're trying to salvage the rest of your life. It was your anchor. Even trauma can become an anchor. Even the things we experience, the things that we go through in life, our everyday life can become an anchor. It can become an emotional anchor. We can be so traumatized by what happened to us that we begin to stop living. We begin to stay right there. Remember, anchors keep us right there. You could be so traumatized by what occurred. And I'm not saying that it wasn't a bad thing. I'm not saying it shouldn't have happened to you. As a matter of fact, what I am saying is what traumatized you never should have happened to you, but it's got you right there. The question that we ask, though, the question isn't whether you had an anchor. No. That's not the question. The question isn't whether you had an anchor. It's whether that anchor still belongs. Does this anchor still belong? Do I still need this anchor? Because it's keeping me right here. It's not whether that anchor ever existed, not whether or not you ever had one, but does it still belong? Because some of us are still tied to the docks we should have left seasons ago. Yeah, some of us are still tied to places and things and events and people and beliefs we should have left seasons ago. The storm is over, but we're still anchored like it's coming back. Yeah, we're still anchored like the storm is coming back. Have you ever had to face something in life which, even when it was over, it had you looking up to see if the cloud, if the clouds, to see if it was still stormy. Have you ever gone through a storm in your life? And even though the storm was over, even though the situation had ended, it had you looking up at the clouds and just to see if the clouds were still stormy. Have you ever come out of something only to wonder what's coming next? Have you ever found it difficult to enjoy the ending of a storm and the sunshine? Because sometimes we become so preoccupied in preparing for the next storm. Sometimes we can't even enjoy coming out of the storm because we're so busy being prepared or preparing for the next storm. The storm is over and we're still anchored like we're waiting on the storm to come back. You live, and what that looks like is this: you're living on edge. You can't get into the moment. Holidays, celebrations, you can't really get into them because you're waiting on the next storm. Still anchored to the dock. You can't even enjoy your family because you're still anchored to the dock. You can't even enjoy this part in your life because you're still anchored to the dock. You can't even enjoy the good news because you're still anchored to the dock. You can't even feel good about yourself. You can't even accept a compliment because you're still anchored to the dock. Your mind still goes and races with every mistake and bad decision you made. You're still anchored to the dock. Someone reaches out to pat you on the back and congratulate you, but you pull away because you're still anchored. Not all anchors are made of iron. Yeah, let me go ahead and give out this quick disclaimer. Not all anchors are made of iron. Yeah. Some anchors are made of fear. We don't move because we're afraid. We're either afraid we're going to fail or we're afraid we're going to succeed. We don't move because we're afraid. I'm afraid of what someone's going to say if I start moving. I've got news for you. They're already probably talking. I'm afraid of what I'm going to look like to everybody. I'm out here. Everybody's gotten used to seeing me a certain kind of way. And if I change, they're going to think I'm trying to be better than somebody else. They've gotten used to me not having enough. They've gotten used to my struggle in the water. So if I try to do something different, they're going to look at me strange. They're going to talk about me strange. They've gotten used to me in this same old place. They got used to me looking the same old way. They've gotten used to me the same, saying the same old things. And if I change, my family might not like me. If I change, my friends might walk away. And so we anchor ourselves to a version of ourselves that keep us in the same place. Not all anchors are made of iron. Some are made of fear. Some anchors are made of comfort. I've achieved it, so I don't need to go any further. I've already lived it. I'm 70 years old. I'm 60 years old. I don't need to do anymore. I'm just going to wait until my final day. Comfort. You've got the house you wanted. You've got the car and the life you wanted. Now you settle back, you kick back, and you think there's nothing else that life has to offer you. There's nothing else that you have left to offer anyone else. There's nothing else that you have to offer the next generation. Comfort. I would help, but comfort. Comfort can become our anchor. Not all anchors are made of comfort, are made of iron. Previous beliefs and old versions of ourselves that we never buried. Previous beliefs. There are certain beliefs that some cultures have about other races. And as you mature and as you grow, you hold on to those anchors. We hold on to those anchors. And when we meet these individuals, they're nothing like what people told us they are. Have you ever met someone for the first time, and before you met them, people tried to tell you what they were like, and they tried to give you the 411 on this person? But when you met them and you got to know them, they were nothing like what they told you. And so now you have to let go that anchor they tried to tell you, because if you don't let it go, you'll treat that person like the other person tried to tell you. Beliefs, things that we believed. Listen, and I'm not just talking about things that we believed about others. I'm also talking about those things that you believed about yourself. You believed you weren't good enough. You believed nobody liked you. You believed nobody wanted you. You believed you were a mistake. You believed you would always let people down. You believed you would make mistakes all your life. You believed that your life would be one pattern of failure and mistakes. You believed it. And now, that's all you believe. Sometimes you can believe things so much, you can hear it so much, until that is the only thing that you believe. You anchored yourself in something that once saved you, but now it's suffocating you. Yeah, you anchored yourself in something that saved you, but now it's suffocating you. But now it's, you can barely catch your breath because it's, I can barely, you're fighting every day. It seems like you're fighting to catch your breath. Every day, it seems like you're fighting just to believe. Every day, it seems like you're fighting just to breathe. It seems like every day, it's trying to catch your breath. It's suffocating you. Now it's silencing you. You held your peace so you wouldn't start an argument. You held your peace so you wouldn't have contention. You held your peace because that was the thing to do. But holding your peace so much will teach you that you shouldn't talk. Holding your peace so much will teach you to avoid conflict. Holding your peace so much has taught you just don't say anything at all. Holding your peace has taught you to avoid conflicts even when you need to say something. Holding your peace has taught you not to even speak up when you need to speak up. Holding your peace has taught you not to even speak up for yourself. Those who never had a chance to deal with old wounds and hurt or trauma has learned not to show up in present conflicts. And if they do,
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
They show up with the only emotion they learned to protect themselves with, which is anger. Have you ever seen someone who seems to get angry so fast, so quick, all the time? You're like, man, why are you so angry? Girl, why are you flipping like that? Because this anger, when I was a kid, it protected me. When they bullied me, when I was a child, this anger protected me. When they talked about me, when I was in school, this anger protected me. When they laughed at me, when I was an adult, this anger protected me from those who betrayed me. This anger protected me when they let me down. This anger protected me when I got hurt. This anger protected me when my trust was betrayed. And now you're angry at everything. Someone can drop a pencil on the floor and you get angry. You can mistype something when sending someone a text message and you get angry with yourself. I'm not just talking about the relationship you have with others. I'm talking also about the relationship we have with ourselves. Some of us get so angry with ourselves when we make a mistake. Does this look familiar? You make a mistake and you hit yourself in the head, you idiot. Man, you stupid. What's wrong with you? Man, you're dumb. You can't do anything right. Anger, because it protected you, because if you made a mistake, you were afraid everybody was going to laugh at you. The shame that came along with it. So now you focus so much on not making mistakes that you're always anxious. You're always on edge. You can't relax because I can't let people see that I'm human. I can't let people see that I make mistakes too. I can't let people see that I'm not perfect. I can't. So anger is the only emotion. When people never get a chance to deal with old wounds and hurt or trauma, they also learn not to show up in present conflicts. You learn to be quiet so long, you can't even speak up for yourself. You learn to be quiet so long, you don't even, because I don't want to start nothing. I don't want to stir the pot. I don't want to rock the boat. They going to do what they going to do. You won't even speak up to save your own self. You won't even speak up to save your own life. You won't even speak up to change things the way you need. Well, you know, I'll just make do. I'll just get by the best I can. You won't even speak up. You've been quiet so long that this anger has silenced you. And some, when they do show up, they show up with the only emotion they learn to protect themselves with. And it suffocates our relationship and silences our true voices. Chances are we still haven't met the real you. Chances are we still haven't heard your true voice. Chances are we still haven't heard the real you inside yet, because I've been anchored. All this time, I thought I was just quiet. all this time, I thought I just want, he's just a quiet man. He don't say anything all this time. She's just a quiet girl. She don't, he just, you know, all this time, I thought you were just quiet. And you really, in actuality, you're anchored. The behaviors that got us through hard times. Have you ever thought about something? Have you gone through a hard time in your life and you had to make some adjustments based on those hard times? I mean, let's say the money got a little strange and you couldn't spend the way you used to spend. And you learned to budget and you learned to scrape and you learned to get by. Some of us have learned economics 101. Some of us could work for a government in economics, baby, because we've learned how to make the best out of a bad situation. And listen, I'm not putting anybody down because, listen, what I've learned is sometimes in life, baby, you have to readjust. You have to shake some things. You have to stir some things. And there are some people who, listen, who could work wonders with finances. There are some people who work wonders with and don't even have degrees, but they learn to make the best out of a bad situation. You didn't have all the clothes you needed, so you learned how to sew. You didn't have all the great shoes you needed, so you learned how to hand stuff down, and you learned how to shop at thrift stores and secondhand stores, and you knew how to match it and make it look good and clean it up and accessorize it. You learned how to make the best out of a bad situation. I want to know, is there anybody that's watching that you ever had to make the best out of a bad situation? Is there anybody that's listening to my voice right now around the world? And you say you had to make the best out of a bad situation? Yeah, there are some things where some people could run circles around some people because you had to make the best out of a bad situation. But the behaviors that got us through hard times, you're still doing the same thing. Like you still in the hard time. You're still anchored, waiting on the next storm. They might be holding us back now. Those same behaviors that got us through the hard times might be the very things that's holding us back now. You had to blend in order to make it. And that same thing is holding you back now. That mindset that helped you survive your childhood might be keeping you from healing as an adult. Let me tell you something. Sometimes we can deal with things as a child. Maybe our parents weren't there for us, or maybe our parents weren't there for us emotionally. So we decided to get a little colder. We decided to become a little pragmatic and pull back. And now, as an adult, that same mentality that we had as a child, well, since they won't pat me on the back, since they won't congratulate me, I don't need nobody. So you shut off relationships. You shut down on being warm to people. You shut down on being inviting to people. That same mentality that helped you survive as a childhood might be keeping you from healing as an adult. There's some adults walking around with that same wounded child attached to the same wounded individual. You had something happen in your life at 6 years old, and it should have never happened to you. And you're still anchored to the six-year-old version of you. The same mentality that helped you survive as a child could be the same thing that's keeping you from healing as an adult. That loyalty that once felt honorable might be enabling dysfunction. A lot of times we say, well, I'm just loyal to my mom. I'm just loyal to my dad. I'm just loyal to my friend. And if you take a larger look at it, it's not loyalty, it's dysfunction. Yeah, if it's not genuinely moving that person forward, and dysfunction, it looks like this. You give them every reason to remain anchored. Yeah, you give them every, well, you know, girls, sometimes it just takes time. You all right. Just stay where you are. In due time, you'll get it. Your time's coming, girl. It's coming. Man, it's going to be all right, man. You know how it is. Take it one day at a time. I need someone to tell me this. I need someone to tell me, hey, look, it's going to take some time. But here's what you might can do while you're still waiting. Don't just give me a reason to stay where I am. Don't give me every reason to stay in the same spot. So what we think sometimes is loyalty is really dysfunction. If they're not giving you reasons to move forward, it's dysfunction. And it's not just the dysfunction that other people hand us. It's the dysfunction that we believe ourselves. We will believe ourselves in the same spot. We will come up with reasons to not move. We will find reasons. We will get comfortable. We'll stay there. But you know what? I'll just do it next week. I'll start. I know I said I'm going to write that book. I know I said I'm going to start that business. I know I said I'm going to get started on something. I know I said I'm going to work on establishing a better relationship. I know I said I'm going to work on establishing a better me, but I'll start next week. Or here it is, July, and people already talking about New Year's resolution. Come January, I'm going to start. No, I'm going to start fresh. I know I said I'm going to start dysfunction, but we call loyalty, sometimes it's really dysfunction. Let me stay straight. Let me kind of put it this way. You don't owe your past a lifetime lease. Yeah, just because that's what you did then to get by doesn't mean you have to do it now. You don't owe your past a lifetime lease. I don't know what you had to do in order to make it. I don't know everything you had to do in order to survive, but you don't owe your past a lifetime lease. You may have done it to get by. Doesn't mean you have to do it now. You may have done it to make things better, but it doesn't mean you have to do things now. You don't owe your past a lifetime lease. You may have manipulated people in the past, but that doesn't mean you got to do it now. You don't owe your past a lifetime lease. Every boat that has ever been designed and every ship that's part of any Navy was created to sail. Yeah, it was. Listen, they didn't create the ship and create the boat just to be anchored in one spot. No. Every ship that has ever been created was created to sail. And that's the part of any Navy. They created it because they wanted it to sail. Even if things became shaky along the way. And it was designed to sail. I don't care if the water was blue, doesn't matter, and crystal clear. It doesn't matter if the water is murky and dark. It was designed to sail. It wasn't designed to sit. It was designed to sail even when things got shaky. even when things rocked it back and forth. Don't allow the storm cause you to forget that you were created for sailing. You will listen, you were created to go from one place to the other, prolonging your journey because of what might happen. Don't prolong your journey because of what might happen. Don't prolong your journey because of what might take place. You were made to sail. As a matter of fact, do me a favor. Everybody that's watching right now, I want you to type this in chat. I was made to sail. Yeah, you was made to sail. You wasn't made to stay the same person. You wasn't made to stay in the same place. When you were created to sail. It might be rocky, but you was created to sail. It might bounce you, but you was created to sail. Don't prolong your journey anymore because of what might happen. Listen, stop prolonging your journey because of the trouble you think you might face or the haters that you might encounter. You were designed for sailing. Don't allow the thought of what might happen to you stop you from trying. That some of us, you have great ideas, you have big dreams, but you are afraid of what might happen to you and it's stopping you from sailing. Baby, go ahead. You were created to sail. And the other thing about this, about a ship, it can rain and wind can blow. A ship was created to sail in the storm. Yeah, yeah. Ships were created to sail in the storm. You might be in a storm right now. Keep sailing. Things might look rough and rocky. Keep sailing. They may not look the way you expected them to look at this point in your life. Keep sailing. Ships were designed, they were created to sail in the storm. Don't allow the thought of another wave coming up to stop you from launching out. And here's the shift. Here's the thing that we shift to, guys. Here's the shift of all of this. Being unanchored doesn't mean that you're lost. Being unanchored doesn't mean being lost. Every ship with an anchor doesn't mean that it's lost. It means choosing new values, new truths, new beliefs, new habits that keep us centered in who we are. Healthy anchors don't shackle you. Yeah, let me say that again. Healthy anchors won't shackle you. They center you. If you have someone, something around you that you believe in and it's keeping you in the same place, it's not an anchor. It's a shackle. If you have a belief that you, the same thing you believe about at age 10, you believe now that you're 33, it's an anchor. If you're seeing the same things now that you saw 15 years ago, if you see the same things now that you saw 1 year ago, it's not an anchor, it's a shackle. Choosing new beliefs, new habits that keep us centered into who we are. Healthy anchors don't shackle you, they center you. They give you clarity, not confinement. Some of us established anchors with people because we shared a similar storm and a similar story. But we have to find out where that story ends for us and where our new story begins. We have to begin to ask ourselves, what beliefs still ground me and what beliefs guilt me? What routines give me peace and what routines just pacify my fear of change? Anchoring isn't about staying the same. It's about staying rooted in the right things as you grow. Have you ever seen those movies when ships rock back and forth in a storm and the people start bouncing up and down? They're anchored and they're bouncing up and down. The storm is happening and the captain of the ship drops the anchor. And there's people on the ship, the ship's bouncing, and they're up and down. And keep in mind, every anchor, just because you had an anchor, doesn't mean that you're lost. So if you've ever seen those movies where people are bouncing up and down, the ship is anchored, and the people are bouncing up and down because of the waves. And when the camera shows the people walking, they're holding onto the walls and trying to catch their balance because the ship is rocking. And the rock of the ship is causing them to bounce. They're bouncing. The next anchor we decide to use will help us when things become bouncy. Yeah, we may need to make some adjustments in the way we do some things and in the way we carry ourselves, but we're anchored. You may have to walk with a bounce. Your walk may look different, but you are anchored. You may not be able to move as quickly as you could, but you're anchored. The next anchor in your life will help you handle the bounce. I don't know about you, but I need something that can help me handle the bounce. I need a real anchor. I need something that will help me handle when things get bouncy. You may have to walk with a bounce. And what I mean is your job may have changed and you may not be able to do all the things you used to do. Your relationship with others may have changed and you may not get all those good morning text messages that you used to get. Things may have changed and now they are bouncing. You may have to walk with a bounce, but you're anchored. You may not move the same way you did before, but at least this time you're anchored. Some things may have changed about you. You may have gotten older and aged a little bit, but you're anchored. Things may have changed about you that you weren't expecting, but at least you are anchored. You won't drift off and have to struggle to get back. This anchor is not about keeping you where you are. This time, the anchor isn't about getting through the struggle. Without an anchor, you'll drift off. Without an anchor, you can lose sight of where you want to go. This anchor won't stop a storm. Listen, it won't stop a storm. It won't just help you survive the storm, but it will help you manage the struggle that came with the storm. We're looking for something, a magic this and a magic that. Baby, this anchor will help you manage what came up. I wasn't prepared for it, but I'm anchored. I didn't see this happening, but I'm anchored. I didn't expect this, but I'm anchored. But it will help us to manage what came up. Get some new anchors. And those anchors may be a true support system. It may mean you may need to talk to a counselor. You may need a therapist. You may have to do something you've never done before and trust someone with your vulnerability. And listen, whenever a ship drops an anchor, what that ship is doing is trusting the ocean floor within a moment of vulnerability, because the storm is blowing. The waves are rocking the boat. People are walking with a bounce. So they drop that anchor. And what they're really doing is they're trusting the ocean with its vulnerability. You may have to trust someone in a moment of vulnerability. It may mean reaching out to a counselor, a therapist, a pastor, a priest. It may mean reaching out to someone you didn't know that you needed that help. It may be a moment of vulnerability. Can you trust someone while you're vulnerable? An anchor isn't about how strong you are. An anchor is about, can you trust when you feel vulnerable? Who can I trust when I feel vulnerable, when I don't feel like myself? I know you said I'm designed and created to sail, but when I don't feel like sailing, who can I trust? I've been trusting the same people, same things all my life, and nothing really honestly hasn't changed. It's honestly, if I really look at it, they've been keeping me in the same place. Maybe it's time to get some new anchors, not the kind that encourage you to stay where you are, but the ones that encourage you and remind you that you are made for sailing. So they know when to tell you to take up your anchor and keep sailing. Let's be real, guys. Lifting an anchor is work. I don't care what anybody says. Lifting an anchor is work. It's heavy. It creaks. It resists you. And to be honest, it's much easier to remain where you are than to lift your anchor and move on. But the sound of the anchor moving is the sound of your life changing. Let me say that again. The sound of the anchor moving is the sound of your life changing. Sometimes what's more challenging than having an anchor is pulling one up. I want to show you guys a video of what I'm talking about. It's a video of someone pulling up an anchor. Sometimes what's more work than having an anchor, what's more challenging than having an anchor, is pulling one up. The most frightening thing that comes after it's pulled up is rising. Everybody says, well, I'm going to drop my anchor so I can come up. But sometimes the most frightening thing isn't having the anchor. Sometimes the most frightening thing is what comes next. Because when I pull this anchor up, I have to face something I didn't want to face. I have to have conversations I've been avoiding all my life. When I get this anchor up, I have to face myself in the mirror. When I pull this anchor up, I have to admit some things about myself that I didn't want to admit. I may have to admit that I was part of the problem. I may have to admit that everything wasn't all their fault. I may have to admit that I did instigate that. I may have to admit I was wrong on some things. I may have to admit and see some things that I'm unfamiliar with. Sometimes the most frightening thing isn't the anchor. Sometimes the most frightening thing is what comes next. The most frightening thing sometimes can be not staying in place, but rising. Because as you rise, you begin facing the unknown. When you rise, you face the unfamiliar. When you rise, you see things you've never seen before. You experience things you've never experienced before. Some of us have been anchored in pain for years till that's all we know. But the water's calm now. Yeah, the water is calm. You don't need to prove how strong you are by staying stuck. Anchors up. Yeah, it's time to pull that anchor up. Anchors up. The same currents that tossed one boat will be the same currents that give you the momentum. Anchors up. I want some people to know that it's time to pull up their anchor, to type this in chat. Anchors up. I'm not staying here any longer. I'm not going to be this person anymore. This is the last time you see this version of me. Anchors up. Go ahead and type it in chat. Anchors up. And if you're watching this or listening to this, go ahead and say it. Make that commitment to yourself. Anchors up. I don't care if they talk about me. Anchors up. Let them talk. Let the waves hit. Anchors up. I recall watching a movie, and in this movie, this ship was in the middle of a storm. The captain was later asked, why didn't they drop anchor? The captain said, the anchor and the chain are not designed to stop a ship at high speed. It can cause severe damage or injury. Some of us have been dealing with some stuff because we kept our anchor too long. It can also lead to the anchor dragging. Some things have been dragging us. It's time for anchor up. I'm not saying we should abandon everything. I'm saying that we have been anchored. What we have been anchored to has kept us small in an ocean that is waiting for us to be a part of it. I'm saying that our anchor had kept us small in life, when life is waiting on you to experience. This was never about surviving a storm. This episode was never about surviving a storm. It was about surviving our decisions. It was never about what has us. It was never about what has us tied to it, but it's about what we have been tied to. Guys, I want you to do me a favor this week. I want you to share this and talk to someone who refuses to be broken. They refuse to stay where they are and say, anchors up. Guys, listen, I got to get out of here. But as always, it's been a real blast. Don't forget to tune in right here, guys, every week, each Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. And, guys, you can always stream on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, and so many more. Guys, we got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, anchors up, and we got to get out of here, guys. And if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here, y'all. I gotta go. Peace.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.